Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello and welcome to the YCLA Magazine Radio Show. I'm so excited to be speaking with you on today. We are back and we are just delighted that we are able to provide you with inspiring stories from celebrities to experts to authors to everyday people like you and me. And so to kick it off for 2015 is a wonderful lady. Listen, we're getting ready to have a good time with this lady, too, because she's got some wonderful things to share with us. We've already started off with a bang. Yet, hey, you know, I love to have a good time as it is. And so, you know, I'm really excited to have none other than author Christine DiGiacomo. Did I say? Oh my God!
I was pretty close.
would you? I want the audience to know how to correctly say your name. That's a mama thing. My mother was a school teacher, so I got to get that one right. I got to do that to honor her. Can we say that name correctly, please?
Absolutely. It's DiGiacomo.
DiGiacomo.
Yes, ma'am.
DiGiacomo. And ladies. Just so you know, ladies and gentlemen, she did tell me before the show. And so there you have it. She did what she was supposed to do. It's just this little brain of mine decided that the G still needed an I in there and it needed to be seriously pronounced, as in seriously pronounced. But Christine is really doing a lot of great things. She has a wonderful new book out called Morning Briefings. Daily wisdom and inspiration from Scripture. She's got a lot to say in reference to other things that she has accomplished. She is a California-based corporate female pastor. That's right. I said it. I meant it. And God can use anyone. And I strongly believe in that for those who are so conservative and so forth and so on, because I just feel like if God can use even a young child to heal a person, why can't he use women in leadership and in authority? You know, that's a basic statement, but I just really want you to think about that, in that we cannot segregate in the ministry.
Mm-hmm.
We can't do that. And we can't segregate amongst one another. And so, you know, I'm going to just really turn it over to her, and we're just going to have a nice conversation, you know, about it. And I want them to understand what you're about, Christine. And so, Christine, hey girl, how are you?
I'm fabulous, especially now that I'm talking to you. I love your energy.
Well, thank you so much, and I love yours as well. Enlighten our audience. What if, Christine, a corporate female pastor?
Well, a corporate pastor is someone who leads, teaches, prays with and for a particular company, different than a chaplain. I work with one particular company. In my case, I've been with this company for 7 years. I was with someone else as well, but right now I'm just with one. And it's an international company. I mentor them, and we have an international conference called Prayer Meeting once a week where there are people call in from all over the world.
Wow. Wow. Okay, this is saying a lot. We're getting ready to have a good time on this subject alone. And my question to you is, what inspired you? What was your inspiration to becoming a corporate female pastor? Because this is a need. Because there's some sheer evil going on in corporate America.
That's right.
So I'm guessing here or figuring out here that those companies that you are pastoring, they're doing extremely well. Because this is what is needed in corporate America. Whether the company is doing well from a corporate point of view, revenue-wise, financially, or whether individuals are respectful more to one another, what is the success with this? Oh, my goodness.
Well, you know, actually, the success has been tremendous on almost every level. They're in the stone business, and companies their size, a number of them, have gone out of business in the last 6 years. Instead, their business has grown. Now, does that mean I believe that because you know, they seek out pastoral counsel that God made their company go? No. What I'm saying is because they have sought to honor God and to seek his wisdom, to humble themselves and pray, he has blessed them. Their relationships with one another and the executive team is so inspiring to hear them converse and pray for and with one another. It's, you know what, it's straight out of heaven, frankly.
Wow. Wow. And so this is something that is not common. So where did this initiate from? What inspired you to do this? I know that I originally asked that, but when I thought about what was being manifested, I got off into the results of what you were doing. But let's reel back here. What inspired you? How did this all come about? This is amazing.
Well, it would be folly, honestly, for me to take credit, because it was an idea that was conceived in the heart of God. And what I mean by that is, I had been teaching Bible study, writing Bible study for some time, conducting retreats, you know, different things. But I was contacted by the president of this company, as I said, 7 years ago, with some deeply spiritual questions, because they wanted their company to count for more than just the bottom line. They wanted it to make a difference in the world for the kingdom, for the cause of God. And so when he came to me with questions, et cetera, it was clear that their spiritual depth and basis and foundation needed work, needed to be shored up. But how do you do that with men who are traveling all the time? In this case, it was just at that time, just men. With men that are traveling all the time, and when they're home, they're coaching sports and they've got families, et cetera. So yeah, it initially started with me writing Bible study for two of them 5 days a week and sending it via email. And so I took what I had been doing and converted it to a method that would grow them and basically fed out the rope a little bit at a time to them.
Mm-hmm. So basically, you are in a male-dominated arena. I know. Because
yes.
I came out of corporate America. Being in a male-dominated arena can be quite challenging when you are good at what you do.
Yes.
So my question to you is how? How have you been able to, how have you been able to withstand all the challenges that I know you faced?
Yeah, there have been many. And I think, I was like, gee, should I comment on any of them? You know, when you know that God's called you to... What's that?
You can give us an example as well.
Well, here's a good one. In addition to the corporate thing, I led Fellowship of Christian Athletes at my nearby public high school, 3,300 students. And I was involved with the athletes there on campus, and also created a discipleship program for them. And there were a couple of conservative pastors here in our area that stopped their athletes from coming because I'm a woman.
Wow.
And I've had the conversation with them. We're on the same team.
Wow.
I'm not trying to pastor your church. You know, I'm trying to point young people toward God. What could be wrong with that? So that's an example. But how have I stayed the course?
Yeah.
I've stayed the course because I knew I was called. I knew that God opened doors, and all he expected me to do was obey and walk through them.
That's a very, very profound statement, because when you know God has called you to do something, you won't allow anyone to get you off of that track, you know, to get you off of that course. And here's the thing. When those trials come, and they do come, I mean, we're talking about some serious adversity that can come to you.
Mm-hmm.
But when you know in your heart in your mind. It overwhelms you. It saturates every part of your being. When you know this,
mm-hmm.
you are unmovable. And
that's
when you
correct.
Know that the enemy is at work because you are in the right place at the right time, isn't it a beautiful thing when you become silent in God and let him fight your battle?
Yes. And when you have done it long enough, you recognize who's behind the adversity.
Mm-hmm.
And you really can come to a place of saying, thank you, because I know I'm in the right place.
Mm. That's
so you dig, you know, you dig your heels in and you say, okay, Lord, this, you know, this one's on you. Let's go. Bring it on.
Yeah. Yeah. That's amazing. This is so awesome because it takes a very rooted person, a strong person in God, to take a stand and say, I believe,
mm-hmm.
I know that this is
mm-hmm.
what I am supposed to do. And so kudos to you for that. Absolutely kudos
mm-hmm.
to you for that. And we have to commend you because so many people walk away without giving it a chance, because right after that last dark door, there's a light.
Mm-hmm.
Want to know, in reference to reaching out to you, for those who are business owners, you're maybe a leader in your community,
mm-hmm.
you know, you mm-hmm. want to be able to reach out to Christine. Christine, how can they get in contact with you?
Thank you. The best place is my website, which is www.pastorwoman.com. So pastorwoman.com. And I didn't tell you that after I started those briefings, and I dubbed them right out of the gate morning briefings that I sent to the guys, within a length of time, the readership grew and grew, and now 5 days a week it goes to 127 countries.
Wow.
So I have corporate, you know, like I have quite a few, yeah. I have people from Lowe's Corporate. I have,
wow.
you know, quite a few corporate people on there, and many, many folks from African countries, as well as countries that if they were found out, they could be arrested. So Myanmar, Saudi Arabia, Pakistan, et cetera.
Wow, what a true blessing and how God has really used you. And just so you know, once again, Christine Di Giacomo.
Girl.
I'm not doing it. I'm done.
No,
I'm
you
done.
Did it.
I did it? Oh, God. She's a California-based corporate female pastor, and she's now the author of a new book, and it's based on experience. This is not something that she put together off the top of her mind. This is based on experience and love. And she has a book out now called Morning Briefings, Daily Wisdom and Inspiration from Scripture. And let me tell you something. I start my day off with the Word of God. I don't miss a beat with the Word of God. And so this that she has put together is extremely powerful. God has anointed her to do this, to reach the masses, and talk about ministry in the marketplace. Ministry in the marketplace. This is real. And also you can reach her at www.pastorwoman.com. Now, here's my question to you, Christine.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want to share with our listening audience? What is it that's in your heart to share with them today? The floor is yours.
Every person, and I don't care their gender or ethnicity, socioeconomic, or health status, needs God. And God loves them. And unfortunately, religion, America and around the world, has really hampered people's reaching out to God, because they've confused what could be faith and love with religion. And so I just would say it's the greatest experience of your life. Christianity is not a bunch of do's and don'ts. It's an adventure that can't be measured or matched.
Yes.
You want more?
Oh, keep going. It's you.
Okay. The other thing is that, like anything in your life, if you want to get good at it, if you want it to grow, it requires discipline. So you don't require a strong faith by osmosis. You don't look over at someone and go, I want what she's having just because it looks good. You got to work at it.
Let's stop right there.
Okay.
My anointing is not your anointing.
Correct.
Your anointing is not my anointing. And what happens just with you saying that, people end up wanting what you have, but they don't understand that they're actually getting started operating in osmosis because they just want that status. They just want that stage. Do you hear me?
Yeah.
They
yes,
just
I do.
Want yes, I do. The attention of it. They don't know what you went through, and you shouldn't have to say anything because God knows what you went through to be where you are. They're not willing to accept the brokenness that you went to get to where you are. They become very disoriented with where you are. So thus you become under attack for someone else's desires who have not paid the price to be where you are. And this is happening from corporate America to the church and entertainment. I've seen it. I've experienced it. Where, first of all, they don't understand where you are as anointed. They only want what you have, but they are not. They have not paid the price that you paid to get to where you are. That's
which
why
is daily.
It will only do well with you because God prepared you for it spiritually, broken wise. So that you can handle what he was going to bring, because he knew that you were the one anointed to handle the mess in the first place to get his word out.
That's right.
So these are things that I'm hoping that our listeners understand, that what she has just said is so powerful that's happening in corporate America. How many times have you seen someone try to step on someone else because they want the management position?
Right.
So they try to belittle them. They try to lie on them. They try to spread all kinds of manner and evil against that person because they want that. But then you have Christine who comes in and creates a better way to get what you want, the right way, the godly way to get what you want in life. Because it'll come to you. The morning briefings, oh, come on. That'll set things in order for you. Well, you won't have to attack your peer because you reap what you sow.
That's true.
And when you attack somebody else, somebody's going to attack you. So why not do it the way Christine is helping people to understand? Go to the light, honey. Start your day off with the light. It'll govern your day. Christine?
Yes, and so they can go directly to my website and sign up for these morning briefings. Because you know what? That's the whole thing, though. Truly, because people they want to know about the Bible, but it's intimidating. So how do you start out? So this disappoints them, that where I draw it straight out of Scripture. At this moment, I'm teaching through the book of Matthew. You can sign up. It comes directly to your email, and you can either read or listen because I podcast. So that's one way. But, yes, to your point, though, we all are called. We're all called to follow God and then to share him with others. It just doesn't look the same for everyone.
Ah, there it is. Girl, you're awesome.
Yeah.
That's it.
Hey, it was a pleasure.
Gosh. Well, I tell you what, Christine, you have been amazing. And that right there sums it up. Everybody is called, but everybody's anointing is not the same. It doesn't look the same. And, Christine, I want to have you on again. You're amazing.
Please? I hope so.
Yes.
I hope so.
You're saying so many powerful things, it makes me want to say, wait a minute, let's talk about that one right quick. That's huge.
Yeah, go let me know. I can come back anytime.
Wonderful. But we definitely want to get into the discussion of the book, you know, really how it can really, really help individuals, you know, because this here, people need to understand how deep in going into prayer, into meditation in the morning, it could be for your life. And this is a great template, morning briefings, daily wisdom and inspiration from Scripture. And that within itself is so powerful. Morning briefings, daily wisdom and inspiration from Scripture. It will guide your day. And so thank you again, Christine, for joining us. And we look forward to having you back.
Terrific. Thank you. And they can order those through Barnes & Noble online or Amazon,
okay.
Either one.
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
Thanks so much. God bless you.
Absolutely.
God bless you, listeners.
Thank you so much. You as well.
Uh-huh. We'll talk soon.
Okay. Absolutely.
Bye-bye.
Well, there you have it. We have this wonderful Christine DiGiacomo. Oh, my God. I hope I did it right. again, she is the author of Morning Briefings, Daily Wisdom and Inspiration from Scripture. You can, again, get her books, like she said, at Barnes & Noble, Amazon. You can go to her website. Now, that's a simple one, www.pastorwoman.com. And, again, she is a corporate pastor, and she currently serves as the executive director of Pastor Woman Corp. And it is a 501c3 charity and ministry whose sole purpose is to spread the love and word of God. And she is doing so brilliantly. Listen, I love you with the love of the Lord. I'm looking forward to a wonderful 2015. Are you ready? It's time. Now is the time. There's no better time than now. And I hope that you use her scriptures. I hope you go hurry to her website and purchase her products, purchase her materials. You need to surround yourself with nothing but positivity from the Word of God. So listen, thank you so much. I love you with the love of God. I'm Katrina Dalway. We got a nice show for you next week. Join me again next Thursday at 5 o'clock p.m. And don't forget, you can live again. YCLA Magazine Radio loves you. God bless you.